I felt the warmth of sunlight filter down on me, and I inhaled deeply, feeling sedate and content. My body felt a little sore, but that thought didn't penetrate the haze of my dreamy thoughts. The deep male voice which whispered good morning in my ear, however, did. My head jerked up, and I glanced around sleepily. Blinking, I took in the tousled blankets all over the room, the pile of clothes, and the pillows laying haphazardly. Then the fog cleared, and I remembered, in vivid detail, the night of life-altering sex I'd had with Mathis. I could feel the blush heat my skin, and I found those mesmerizing golden topaz eyes peering at me. He was grinning down at me. "Good morning, beautiful." His face was clean, and his hair brushed and styled. I realized he was fully dressed, while I was blissfully naked as the day I'd been born. "Hey," I sounded lame, but I didn't have much to say right then. I smiled sheepishly at him. "You're already dressed?" "Yeah, I don't want to rush you, but I've got that meeting with my uncle's attorney. Then I've got to catch my flight home." There was remorse in his eyes, and I hoped it wasn't about sleeping with me. Pushing myself up, I watched his eyes trail down my body, and I knew immediately that wasn't the cause. He lifted a hand, brushing my hair away from my face. "Last night was amazing, Callie.